39 Democrats joined House Republicans in passing the Upton bill, sponsored by Michigan Republican Representative Fred Upton. Under the proposal, insurers could continue selling individual plans through next year that don't meet the coverage standards set by the Affordable Care Act. Speaking on the House floor before the vote, Democratic Representative Hank Johnson called the plan an attempt to sabotage the president's signature legislation.
There's over 100,000 people who have now been able to attain insurance under the Affordable Care Act. It's working. We need to work to improve it, and I stand ready to do so.
The clunky rollout of the Affordable Care Act and criticism over canceled plans prompted President Obama Thursday to change course on the law. Just like the Upton bill, the president's fix allows those whose individual plans were canceled to stay on their existing policy through next year. In contrast, the Upton bill allows new customers to also buy those plans, even though they don't include all the benefits required by the law. Critics contend that would upend progress on the Affordable Care Act's rollout because it would drive people away from more comprehensive, though possibly more expensive, policies. Republican Representative Robert Woodall says new customers are key to those plans' continued, though temporary, success.
If you and I are in a plan together and I drop out, there's no risk sharing anymore. It's all you as the risk. The insurance pool doesn't work unless we're sharing risk.
Republican Representative Tom Price says the option to choose those policies shouldn't be limited to pre-existing holders.
What we're trying to do is make it fair for individuals to be able to select the kind of coverage that they want.
But both say Republicans don't have any promises that insurers will continue to sell those reinstated plans. Woodall says the Upton bill wasn't meant to fix that problem.
The president made promises. Those promises have been broken, and the Upton bill today does not and cannot make good on those promises.
The president has threatened to veto the Upton bill. Michelle Aloy, WABE News.